Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets, spoken word artists, who come together every week to celebrate the written word and to celebrate the community of the art form we love so much. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the May 3rd, 2019 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. Sitting across from me is a man who keeps everything moving. All of his toes are doing something quite important, I'm told. I've said this many times. It is Mr. JT. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Good.
And do you want to introduce our other host, or would you like me to?
Go for it.
Okay. Sitting here to my right is a very, very welcome voice. She was with us last week, and she's here again with us this week. It is Christine. Hello.
Hello. I'm back.
You are back, and we're very happy to have you. Thank you so much
for
coming and spending the time with us. So we're going to have a great show this evening. It's the first show of the month, which means we have a few things we're going to be doing. Number one. We're going to be unveiling the first three clues of this month's Poet of the Month. You know, one of the cool things about those cues...
I totally forgot about that thing.
But here's the thing, Christine. You know, I just realized I forgot the real reason that we decided to do this is in case I had, like, a sandwich or something, I could just, if I wanted to take a bite and I'm like, I'm in the middle, I could just be like, Poet of the Month. And really, I finished chewing right by the time that that's over. And
so unless it's a peanut butter sandwich.
Well, I mean, you know, I could do bologna. I'm getting less into sandwiches. More, never mind. This doesn't matter right now. The other thing we have to do is we're going to be unveiling our May 2019 Poetic Form of the Month. That's more for drink of water because it's faster.
Holy hell. How many little, ask.
He's got a lot. It'll take us a long time. All right. And then... My favorite part.
Of sound effects.
After the show ends proper, we're going to World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. Yep. Two guys in a room listening to erotic poetry. Nothing weird about that. All right. So that's the
That's my clue to leave since it's only two guys.
Fair enough. You wouldn't be the only person leaving the room right around that time. It's okay.
Yeah.
Dennis is with you as well. Although you did provide some wonderful singing on our little preamble there.
That was not wonderful singing.
No, I think
it worked though.
It works just great. By the way, when you hear the After Dark thing, themes, is it a theme release? That's how we're using it?
Yeah, it's kind of that. It's the official break between proper and into After Dark, so that everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, you will hear all three of us singing on that one. It's really something special. All right, so before we get into the rules and all that stuff, JT, do you have anything you want to add to the show? Anything? Any in-game, have you been spending, you know, a long night, perhaps the longest night, considering what you want to say on the show? Anything?
No. I will leave it alone because, you know, that's a thing that I've seen, I think, officially 2 full episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He got 2 episodes. All right. Cool. That's terrible jokes. Okay. We're going to go into the rules here. We got 5 rules. Only 5. We have a dream. Not a big dream. Just a little dream.
We used 5, to have one.
These 5.
And then we needed 3. We now used we to have 1. 5.
We used to have 1. Then Philip came on. No.
Oh, no. Poor Philip.
No. That's not true. It was totally Barbara's fault. Good. Hello, Barbara. I'm playing around. I'm kidding. Okay. Here we go. Number 1 rule. No hate speech. That's the number 1 rule we've always had. We never will do it. We never have done it. Okay.
Wow.
Weird. I know. Strange. Number 2. Ooh. We try to skew PG-13. We're not in the business of censoring poetry. However, we want to keep this a friendly place for for families and for younger people to listen. So we just want to make sure we kind of skew that way. However, if it gets a little bit out there, it's art, we might not touch it. We do reserve the right if it kind of goes over that invisible line, but we can all sense it. We do reserve the right to jump in and just suggest you read it during the After Dark segment, which we do on the first Friday of every month, like this first Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Number 3, please be prepared with your poem. This always freaks me out because you just have the letter B instead of B-E. Like, it's that hard to write, like, a lowercase e right there. It reminds me of Lion King, strangely enough.
Oh, well, that would be something that I haven't watched.
I know, but that's why it's ironic. Okay, so please be prepared with your poem, just to be respectful. When we come on the line and it's ready to go, if something happens, like a technical little, malfunction, we understand that. But just make sure you're ready. Have it picked out. Rule number 4, please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes. Once again, it's just a respect thing, and it's the flow of the show. And number 5, this is more for us. If you have comments and suggestions, we definitely welcome them. However, you say them on the air. Sometimes we're doing a bunch of things, and it's hard for us to remember what happened. So we ask that instead of sharing them on the air, you send them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form at worldpoetryopenmic.net. That way we can get them and actually discuss them and put them into practice.
Yeah, I just realized your 5 laws of robotics actually loop.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, because comments and suggestions wraps right up to no hate speech. You don't like it? We don't want to hear it on the air.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I do reserve the right to be like, I really hated that poem, but I've never had to say that yet.
Yeah. Well, I just realized that you just kind of looped it.
They're all encompassing. It's a never ending circle of rules, which is why
These are the rules that never end. Dun, 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 dun. It just goes on and on, my friend.
This is good radio. All right, so the way this is going to work is we're going to do multiple segments. We're going to do 5 unique callers. You will be answered in the order in which you received. Keep calling if you can't get in. However, also watch the chat room. If we have our 5 callers, we'll announce it in the chat room. Sometimes JT does get a chance to pick up the phone, but don't always count on that because sometimes we might be kind of running in a loop. If you don't get in the first segment, no problem. We'll do a second one as well. After the second one, we'll judge to see if we need to do a third call-in segment. If we don't, we'll go into the return engagement, which means anyone who's read can call back in. Anyone who wants to read for the first time can call in as well. And then it all happens after dark happens. But that's after the end of the show proper. So we'll clearly note that line. So in case you don't want to hear it, you don't have to be there. All right, let's get into it for the first Colin segment. The number 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or the point here is clarity.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Yeah, 9766 is the...
I was doing the After Dark one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Let's do this.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back. Hey, Christine.
Huh?
You know, I've been thinking about it. I've got this unhealthy obsession with keeping poultry in my house.
Oh, God.
What should I do about that?
Open a chicken farm?
Let's just leave it there. I don't think there's anything better we can say.
everybody knows where they can get good fresh chicken.
Now that we've set this up, JT, I would like to ask you really quickly to just say something.
Something. What would you, I mean, just something?
Oh,
hey, we're just playing around. So,
heaven help us.
So really quick, maybe you'll appreciate this. I'm going to say this on the air, of course. So I have in, for some reason, at my school, when I went in, I inherited, you know, all these like costumes and things that were there for the drama program. One thing that was there, as every good Catholic school would have, is a baby doll, because you can use it, of course, for baby Jesus and whatever, which we haven't used any time I've been there. So I just have this baby doll just hanging out in my office. And so I've noticed that some kids have an irrational fear. About over third grade, they're afraid of it.
Yeah.
Under third grade, they just want to cuddle it. Okay. So I have these black curtains set up on one side of my room so we can kind of have a stage and everything. So what I ended up doing was hanging the baby upside down right behind the curtains, and then I just started asking the kids I know would be the most freaked out to go grab me something between the, and they'd open it, and the baby'd be hanging upside down right in front of them. And it, we all got a good laugh out of it, except it made me realize just I'm trolling students now. This is really
yes, you are.
I mean, we all have a good laugh, though, right? I mean, it's okay if we're all laughing, right?
Great. Now, little Tommy will have to have psychotherapy when he gets into, you know, has his first child.
Little Tommy has little Tommy has PTSD. Caused people to go into psychotherapy, including me.
I don't think there's one that has enough psychotherapy for you.
Hey, I've actually retired an entire psych ward at Children's Hospital in Denver, and that is actually no joke.
I don't disbelieve it.
That's totally true.
Good
They all did it. I'm proud of myself. All right. That was last week. I'm kidding. All right. Anyway.
I'm not going to ask why he was at Children's last week.
I wasn't at Children's last week.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke.
I hope so.
That was a joke. Okay. So we're just going to get into this now. We do have a submission we're going to read, and then we have four callers. You know, it's kind of a slow night. It kind of takes a little while for us to roll back in, you know, after a week off. It's a couple weeks for us to get moving. And we're also going to do a second segment as well. We always guarantee at least two segments before we do the return. So if there's people coming on, they'll have that option as well. Now, first, we're going to go to a submission that was sent in from a good friend of the show, Susanna Bailey, in Indiana. She has a note saying she's been listening to the program, and George has encouraged her to offer some poems. And she says she can't call in live, so that, you know, that George had told her that I'd be willing to read some stuff on her behalf. So the reason she sent it to me instead of giving it to George was she didn't want to deprive him of a chance to read his own, which would be a shame, as she says. So, George, that's a compliment to you. Here is a piece from Susanna Bailey called For Jasper. For Jasper. Like Icarus, you flew. You knew a blue infinity. When, burning, you stepped into the sky and touched divinity. The seagulls cried, the wind sighed in the gullies of the cliffs, but could not lift you. If only I could pin the leaves back on the trees, return the fallen rain to the safety of the sky, lift the ocean to catch you, quench your fire. Maybe then you would not fly. The wind howls in me, snatches the gull's mournful cry. Only they knew why you stepped into the sky and how you flew. And that was For Jasper by Susanna Bailey. All right.
We do have a correction.
What's that?
And I do apologize. It's Suzanne Bailey from Australia.
From Australia. Oh, who am I thinking? Okay. Well, Susanna, my apologies. I'm sorry. So from Australia, that's a little ways farther than Indiana.
Just a touch.
Unless you're in Australia. That's closer. Obviously.
I just hope she tells me to duck if she throws something at you.
Don't worry. They don't have many ducks in Australia. Okay.
Dun-dun-dun. Sorry. My drum popped.
I'm just going to let this unfold. Okay. All right. Now we're going to head across the ocean. We're going to go to Titus, or as JT wrote it, tit-tuts,
oh.
on the thing. Titus in the UK. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm just putting the volume up. It's a terrible thing is I've got a mixer here which has got different volumes. So if it is too loud, it wakes everybody in the house.
Oh, I understand. Well, we were surprised to see you again, but very, very happy to as well.
Well, I'm covering 2 weeks for my manager.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he does from 8 o'clock till 5:30, which I'm doing, which means I can get to bed early and wake up in good stead for the poetry.
Wonderful.
But from Tuesday, I'm back on the late shift, 1:30 to 10. So I'm back in bed by 12:30. So that's the reason, sadly.
Oh, well.
I'm going to make the most of it tonight.
Please do. We look forward to it. We're very happy to happy
but,
to
see you. I have to say, it is a drug. You do miss it a lot. So it's very, very, very sad that I can't get on.
Well,
but anyway, I'm here.
Well, we're happy you are.
I did a poem for a competition, quote from Edgar Allan Poe. It was beauty of whatever kind in its supreme development invariably excites the sensitive soul to tears. Poe's funeral was on the 9th of October 1949, 2 days after his death, and this is a poem which I've written for that competition. It is titled, I am invariably a sensitive soul, said Poe. Poe awoke me. His gentle soul did immerse with my own, so beautiful to control. Insisting, I think, into my pillow, it's a role by which my sorrow came to write this verse, belonging to that inkling that night was beauty or whatever. It's music to my ears. It was Poe. But invariably excusing claws between revisits, one abhors these fears. I had mistaken Poe for woe. Amicably to think like him, adaptions from sleeps too afraid to waken, should it magically accept my development stage for keeps, then for whatever reason he appears, 'twas given to me, dream up some phrase, I allow myself 107 years to the day withheld for his funeral chase. End of poem.
Beautifully done. As always, Titus. And we miss your unique voice when you're not on, but 2 weeks in a row has been great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a bit croaky this morning for some reason.
I'm croaky this evening here, so we're in company, I think.
Yeah, you could say it's a lack of phoning in now. Yeah,
exactly.
And nerves again. Thank you for that. Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. And that was Titus Kahn from the UK leading off our first segment. Now, JT.
Yes, sir.
Do you think we should go to Michigan?
I think so. I think it's a good...
I hear that they have good poets in Michigan.
That's what I've heard too.
All right, well let's head there now then. Let's go to visit George in Michigan. Good evening, George. Hello. George. Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Yes.
How
I'm
are
here.
You?
I'm here.
All right.
Well, I'm just splendid. I just poor Dennis snuck away to Florida. It's part of his Dennis Appleseed tour.
Oh, yeah. It's important
anyway,
work.
Anyway, he's where it's warm, but we still have rain. And I've decided that... Oops, that's that coin. Anyway, in Michigan, we have a saying, you know, about weather. Everybody has a saying about weather.
Okay, yeah.
If you don't like it, the weather, wait 5 minutes and then shoot yourself in the face. So that's my wisdom. Weather.
That's slightly different than the one we have out here.
George, you don't understand how much I want to make jokes like that in the room, a bunch of kids, but I can never say it. So hearing someone else say it is really cathartic. I appreciate it.
They might not like that one too much.
I don't think they would. Yeah, they wouldn't like that one at all. Yeah. But I'd laugh. Great. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, George, thanks so much for everything this last week as well. And we're looking forward to actually meeting you in person.
I think that's going to happen.
I think
sure
so.
Looks like, sounds like it.
We'll make it happen. We'll figure out how to do it for sure.
Sure. Great. Well, I'm eager to get out there too.
Yeah.
The one I wrote tonight, I did post it earlier this week on Facebook. It's called I Found Myself with Emma Ra. On my way to find the sun, I found myself with Amon Ra. His temple building had begun. His search for me did not lead far. You bring your soul to seek the light. You leave it home. You fare not well. Your baggage is your daily fight. You cast it off or face your hell. I passed my shadow on the way. My hurting others made me slow. I stepped on temples, kept at bay the curses only I could know. I passed a solstice, felt the rain. 100 pharaohs walked in mass. I could not step upon their pain. My own achievements let me pass. I crossed the Nile, burned my hands. I saw the children seeking food. Approached the sun god with demands. Fell back, chastised, had lost my mood. One doesn't claim his right to light. The cost of hubris stops your run. At Amun's feet, I found my sight. I tried humility and gained the sun. Today I shield my weary eyes once blinded by ambition, and now can watch a sunset without damning my condition. End of peace.
Very, very well done. I actually really like that. What'd you think,
well, thank
JT?
You.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
That was a really good piece,
too.
George.
As always, thank
Nothing
you,
like
sir.
Bring in, well, if you can't bring in Egyptian gods, what can you bring in?
I saw, that's true, though, right? George, you know me too well with this because, like, the podcast and stuff I've done, how I'm just, you know, just diving into mythology and stuff like that for personal stuff.
Right,
so,
right.
So yeah, I'm 100% there. There's rarely a morning that goes by that I don't read about some sort of a god or Egyptian god or whatever.
Well, any god that's the god of the sun, he had me from the start because I live in Michigan.
Please come here.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm visiting Colorado?
Well, boy, you
so
know,
you get a glimpse.
That's true, but we
I
did
get
have
a glimpse. I can take a photo of the sun and bring it back to my friends.
That's true. You know, it's beautiful out here now. It did snow last week though, which was ridiculous. But
I know.
You know,
I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, well, it's. I appreciate it, and I will let you go and talk with you later.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Great. Bye.
Goodbye. And that was George calling from Michigan. That sounded so dramatic. My voice is a little bit worse for wear.
Yeah,
right now.
But
you've been
pushing this week.
I've been really pushing it this week, which is why I actually had to warm up my voice on the way over to have a speaking voice.
Ooh,
I had barely anything, and so on the way over here, as part of the thing about being a singer, you actually know how to warm your voice up so it doesn't hurt things, and so I was able to kind of salvage it on the way over.
That's good.
So that also has the effect of making me speak very deeply, which makes everything sound much, much more dramatic.
Yes.
Speaking of much more dramatic, JT, do you have any dramatic music we can play for this next introduction? You have any, like, Carmina Burana or anything you can throw down?
No.
Is there something you can do?
I've got this.
I'm just going to stare at you for a second.
Or this.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Let's go now to Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
One
Hi,
day we'll
Phil.
Get this right. One day, JT,
Hey, Philip, how's it going?
I think, well, is this Amade yeah, and yes. et al. Show?
No, you called the IRS by accident. This is the night crew. We're a little bit more lax.
Guess I better get ready for the audit.
Oh, you better. No. Anyway.
Yes.
we're trying to work out timing for a thing, and I don't think it's for me. It's hard to do a dramatic phrase and have a 2-second pause before the music starts. It's like, great. Anyway.
Well, yes.
How are you, sir?
I am well, sir. And I will say, when it comes to a lady, timing is always important, my friend.
You know.
Yeah, that's very right.
That is true.
I'm just getting warmed up before we have after dark, you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing some power squats over here myself to try to prepare.
And we also prefer warm hands.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. We have a lady in the house.
Yes, we do.
So the whole.
I remind myself to be a gentleman.
So the whole ice bucket thing wasn't a good, like the ice, my new and improved ice bucket challenge, it isn't a good idea. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, it's not a good idea.
Okay, we'll stop. Anyway, all right. So, Philip, what do you have for us?
More than happy to contribute, and you know, it's a new one, title, right. Revived Diplomacy, and here we go. Speak foremost with facial expressions recalled from simpler times before the onslaught of penumbrous words, their seductive constant and motley possible signs. Clean eyes, modest mouth, petal soft brow patient as quarried granite, useless speeches, uncountable ashes cast across promissory oceans, poured over flowered valleys where they'll serve the benefit of empty rituals. If a few phrases, sieve them first through cautious senses, gentle, pensive, subtle utterances lit by two lamps. And there it is, fellers and lady.
Wonderfully done. No, I like the penumbrous. What was the phrase? Penumbrous phrases
word.
Or word?
Words.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. So for those who don't know, penumbra is the shadow cast by an opaque object, or it could be like a planet or something like that. I thought that was a really cool phrase, and it's funny because I thought that, and then I looked in the chat room, and someone had actually written penumbrous as well. Tamara actually did, and beautifully done. Yeah, we're catching on phrases there. That's really nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to call back in the next segment. I'm overwhelmed and blushing. So.
Well, hey, Philip, thank you for blushing, because JT's blushing like crazy, too. It's just good to know.
Through that beard, even. How wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you know, that sometimes the beard is there to cover up feelings. So.
Well, yeah. I know that, right? You know, I got to look up.
Exactly. All right. Hey,
all right.
Philip,
thank you, sir.
So
much.
Thank you. We'll
yes,
talk to you
sir.
Soon.
Cheers.
And that was Philip calling from Kentucky in the number 3 spot here in our first segment. Now, JT, there's this magical place I've heard of.
Yes.
And Disney.
No.
Oh.
Don't say Euro Disney. That'd be even weirder. No, I'm not speaking about Disney. I'm speaking, in fact, about the most magical place of them all, Connecticut. Let's go to Barbara.
No,
hello, Barbara.
I'm not speaking about Disney. I'm speaking, in fact, about the most magical place of them all, Connecticut. Let's go to Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good this week. feels like a year.
That's how it felt to me as well. I had big plans, and then everything got sucked in the undertow of the spring concert.
I have to say that we had something from March today, and it felt like it was a year ago.
Oh, really?
A year ago that we put it into the freezer, and it was only March. So I'm just saying that I can't really decide what time is like anymore.
Well, now the question is, what did you eat, though? Yeah. I mean, are we basing this off frozen pasta, or is this another thing?
No, this was frozen chocolate cake.
Oh, well, time is best told by chocolate cake, I've heard.
Definitely, and we need chocolate cake every single day. I felt this week that I needed chocolate cake every single day because it was a bad week for me. And it was also a bad week for the country, I feel, but we won't get into that. But anyway, each day, I feel like we need chocolate cake. We need a chocolate cake. So.
I think, Barbara, you might have found something. I think you should now start lobbying people to make clocks out of chocolate cake.
But then we wouldn't have any time.
No, you just got to buy new ones all the time, and you have chocolate cake. You can just eat it as the hours go by.
Oh, that's so expensive.
This is a poetry show. We can indulge in metaphor. All right, I'm going to sit back and let you share something.
Okay, so I kicked around. Dennis and I were thinking about writing a poem together. And so it happened to be the week that they found the black hole. So I kicked around this idea with him, and he thought, nope, I can't write to this. He said, you better just keep this and, you know, use it for yourself. So I'm just using what I wrote to him. This is called Validating Einstein. Einstein, with his curiosity about the universe and his relentless inquiry into the whys, the whats, the hows of the midnight sky's unseen regions, posited a theory which, though never tested, was used afterward by scientists, sci-fi enthusiasts, and writers in special effects in movies and explored by the genius mind of Stephen Hawking. This became the boogeyman of the ones who concentrated on space, creating a new worry for them of a giant black hole ready to suck anything near to its gaping jaws into an unknown abyss, rendering it antimatter, disappearing objects. Theoretically, it is space's vacuum. And Paul, sorry about that little glitch.
One thing I can tell you for sure, Barbara, is there's no such thing as a glitch in this space-time continuum. I enjoyed that one, Barbara. Thank you very much. It sounds like you ate some aged cake. It sounds like you're living the high life. That's what success is, Barbara. 3-month-old cake.
It was in the freezer, and it's only 2 months.
See, there you go. That's always look on the bright side.
Only 2 months. And and freezer cake, yes. You know, you can leave cake in the freezer for like a year. So.
The way I see it is you put anything in the freezer, it kind of becomes a, quote, freezer cake. So.
Very true, Michael. Yeah.
I put my self-esteem in there years ago. It still hasn't come out. So I'm hoping. All right. Barbara, thank you so much.
You need to put it in the microwave and thaw it out.
You're so right.
I'll talk to you on the return.
We'll talk to you
good
then.
Good night, guys. I'll talk to you on the return.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Barbara Kahn from Connecticut. Do you know that my self-esteem has GMOs in it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Genetically modified straight away.
Isn't that where we put Andy?
Such a terrible joke. It's terrible.
In the GMOs or the freezer?
In the freezer.
What kind of?
No, but you know, I'm sure he didn't have a good diet, though.
Well, no, because you guys kept feeding him stuff to fatten him up.
Well, I was using, okay, really quickly, just so people know, we haven't talked about this in years.
Okay.
Should I unveil the family secret?
Okay.
Wait,
so,
whose family secret is this?
The World Poetry Open Mic family secret.
Oh, shoot.
So years ago, we did something a little naughty, as the case might be. It's back when we were at KZKO. And we took
over. Using this French word.
We took over the studio.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we refused to leave.
Yes.
And instantly, we went about doing what we kind of naturally do. So JT started improving the sound system. He's the only person I know where we take over someplace and he instantly starts improving it. You're like a guy. If you would not ever be a burglar. You'd break in, fix shit, and leave. It's really what you do.
He'd be an elf.
Yeah, it's like elf on the show. I don't know what's happening. It's just he just fixes stuff. Anyway,
made all these shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Making shoes. And then, you know, Jay Todd, who was with us at the time, he was doing more poetry, and I instantly started being concerned about our food source.
Yes, instantly.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a real concern.
Literally happened 1 minute after we locked the door and stayed in.
You know, I'm a visionary, is the way I see it.
you were thinking ahead.
I was trying to think ahead, and I started getting hungry, and I started getting a little shaky.
Yeah.
And when I'm shaky, I'm good for nothing, JT.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good for nothing.
So you're shaky a lot.
I'm looking around the room, and I see Jay Todd.
Yep.
I see JT.
Yep.
I think your daughter Amber was there. And then I see our intern, Andy. And I swear, about a minute in, he put on like a steak costume or something. Because I literally saw Andy's head and a steak. And I thought, that's it. And the family secret is, to make a long story short,
too late.
Andy is no more. Well, the parts of him that are still are hanging in Studio X.
Yes, yes.
This is a dark joke from back in 2013, was it? Early 2013 from the show?
Yes.
I don't remember exactly what episode it is, but there was a, that was an entire thing.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, now that I've just made everybody think that we're the weirdest show ever, if they didn't already know that.
I was going to say, too late.
Yeah.
It's 7 years in, so, I mean.
You ain't got no one but yourselves to blame at this point, people.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Okay, anyway, now it's going to be time, because we're at the end of this first segment. There's something I got to do.
Yes.
You know what that is, JT?
Yes, I do.
I've got to unveil the first three clues of this month's.
Don't do it.
Let me get my sandwich ready. Poet of the month. Oh, yes. It is that time.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Oh. Sorry. I thought that's where that was going.
Okay. It is once again that time of the month. That was Christine,
just
by the way.
Walked right into that one, though. Okay.
I either walked into that or said it directly, which is highly more likely, JT.
More likely, I know.
Stay with me here.
I'm right there with you.
So, it's where I unveil the first three clues of the POM, the poet in which the month will be mentioned. And these are the first three clues. Clue number one, Beatrice in sonnet remembered. Clue number two, the banished, divinely versed. And three, wife early decided, separated by duty and call. There are your three clues. Now, you can find them if you go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. If you look above, Poet of the Month is one of the menu options. All right, and there are your three clues. We're going to go into our second segment here. We need five more unique callers. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back here in this second segment. We've had a few amazing callers. How many, JT?
Two.
Well, we're having a slow freaking night. What's going on, people?
I'm on.
That's not why.
That's not why.
They love you.
Yes.
Would they all run away?
No.
See, we really have this cool thing. So there's like newscasts, right? Which is always funny because newscast families, they always try to set up like a family dynamic. There's the father and the mother who tell the main news or the main anchors.
Yeah.
Then there's like the responsible older son who does the weather.
Right.
And then the younger kind of like out of control kid who does the sports.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I mean? And there's like the responsible daughter who does some investigative journaling, you know, or journalism. Here it's different. I feel like you're the guy keeping it all together. Everyone loves it when you're on. I just feel like I'm in an antagonist position.
I'd be antagonizing me.
I'd be like Voldemort, except my nose is too big.
Yeah, it's a bit large for Voldemort.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like a cross between.
Oh no, I can't do Skeletor either.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Although I gotta say, Skeletor is jacked in those cartoons.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
Mumra.
You know, well, Mumra's nose in that. I'm gonna pull this up because I'm not really convinced that Mumra had a very large nose. Let's see. Well, kind of did, though.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, look at that. There is no way he's doing that without a ton of deltoid lifts. They must spend their Mumra, Skeletor, they must spend most of their time bodybuilding. I'm just throwing this out there.
Well, yeah.
Or posing. Look at this. This is an awesome pose.
Well, that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
That's a bodybuilding pose, actually. All right.
Awesome.
Okay, now we're going to get off that subject, and we're actually going to go to the most important subject. Poetry. All right. So we have a submission here from Ms. Namrata Santoki from India. And this is called Reflections of Change. Where to lead? Confused, I stare. Here in front of mirror, I stand. In utter amazement, I ask the perfect crystals, the principle of time, and the questions of life. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the honest of them all? Oh, dearest, an expensive gift, hand in hand with trust indeed. Don't expect it from anyone unless you can rely with closed eyes on them. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the loyal of them all? Oh, dear, it's a fair test, very precious and attractive of all. Any wealth can't build it up, as it's the faith that takes it all. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the genius of them all? Oh dear, I doubt the fact they are the ones to find the answer to the soft and strong. Each human can be genius after all. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the loveliest of them all? Oh dear, I've seen millions of faces. All I do is dive deep in their soul. Face is not that is lovely after all. It's the inner self that beautifies you as whole. And that was the Reflections of Change by Namrata Santoki. Namrata, wonderful. Thank you. Now, if you are listening and you want to send in a piece of work like Namrata did or Susanna did earlier, you can do it two ways. You can go to the contact form on worldpoetryopenmic.net, put it in there, or send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Just indicate in the subject form that it is a submission for the show. All right, perfect. Now we're going to be heading into our callers for this segment. We're going to go to a gentleman in Florida who's usually in Michigan, who usually leads off the first segment, but he's leading off the second segment. Don't let that confuse you.
Who was
you.
In Indiana.
Don't worry about this. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Be cool. Everybody just be cool. Look busy. It's Dennis. Good evening, Dennis.
Hello. This is Dennis, the World Poetry Open Mic Goodwill Ambassador, spreading poetic beauty every place I go.
See, that we love that. We love hearing that. All right. Happy to have you, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. I've looked all over for Diane Forbes, but Compton, but I haven't found her yet.
she might be standing right behind you.
She's in the state someplace.
She's around there somewhere. She can.
She'll show up anytime now.
Hopefully so.
I am traveling light when I'm traveling. So I didn't bring a lot of poetry with me, but I did bring a wonderful book of poetry. It's the World Poetry Open Mic Anthology 2018, and I'm going to read a poem from that book.
Wonderful.
The title is The Aged Pirate. His muskets lie on treasured maps. His best friend's skull on manifest. From bygone years, they sailed as chaps, their pirate days to most suppressed. When health allows, he will return there to the isle they stored their cash. His promise to his chum not spurn, he will recover their ill-gained stash.
but rum and women have taken their toll. And he no longer yearns for the sea. He has a cough he can't control. Damn pirate, damn parrot gave him some disease. He rubs the skull, pours two drinks, and vows his promise yet he'll keep. But when he teeters on death's door brink, the treasure trove he'll never reap. End of poem.
Wow. Beautifully read, Dennis.
Well, thank you. If you don't have anything to read, read a pirate poem.
That's right. That's a good piece.
That's what JT always says.
That's right.
Aye, matey.
Arr, matey. Yes.
Dennis, we appreciate it. Are you visiting family in Florida? Is that what you're down there with?
Yes, I'm visiting my mother down in Florida. It's going to be her birthday pretty soon, her 98th birthday, and I'm down here to celebrate. So
that's fantastic.
It's going to be some time to spend with family down here, and it's a good thing. So I do have some poetic outreaches that I'm going to tend to down here. And everywhere I go, I look for something. So there are opportunities all over. You just have to look for them.
That is
and
true.
And I'm going to take advantage of it and make some new poet friends down here.
Sounds great.
Not that my old friends are bad and I want to lose them or anything. No, I just want to add to the family.
That's right. You're a regular Typhoid Mary of poetry, Dennis.
Yes. George calls me Johnny Appleseed, which sounds a little bit tamer.
Yeah, it sounds. Maybe we should go with his, because Christine's just looking at me right now going, don't say that.
Holy
heck. Yeah, she became a nurse too, right? Wasn't she? Okay, anyway. All right. Dennis, thank you so much, sir. I'm going to get killed here in a moment. So,
Poet of the Month.
I hope not. And one body, poor Andy's enough down there. So let's keep that to a minimum.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Florida, not Michigan.
You know what I mean? Indiana.
Or Indiana.
Or Indiana, yeah.
One of the things I love about this this country of ours, JT, is just how much we have here. I mean, we really can encompass so many things in just one country. We have vast amounts of people and cultures.
And space.
But there's only one state that covers it from A to Z. Let's go to Marion, Arizona.
Just one country. We have really vast amounts.
I know, right? It was horrible.
But there's only
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Present and accounted for. I'm way behind, I know.
Oh, not at all. You are running perfectly in time.
Oh, well, look at that.
To your own drummer.
Now I know you're lying. Now I know you're lying. Yeah.
How was your week?
Here I am. Here you are. What a nice Friday.
Good. Happy to hear
you. How are you?
Doing very well. Doing very well, thank you. A little worse for wear, but you know, other than that.
Yeah, see, you're still in school. See.
I am. It was a very long week. I've got about four more weeks? As of Tuesday, this next Tuesday will be exactly 1 month until school's out.
But who's counting?
I remember
I'm counting.
Michael. I remember those days like your grandmother and like your mother and like you and like your children and like the children that you teach. I remember all those days of all that school.
Oh, I bet.
My daughter is going to be a junior next year, going to the big Tempe ASU from this little satellite station in Phoenix where she's been going for 2 years. Physics and biology and what she's doing. Evolution of man. I'm going to go see her do this little presentation on a poster she made on that. So these are our privileges.
That's great. Yeah, they are. Absolutely. That's wonderful.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This is my scribble. For number one, and thank you for letting me join you, you poets, you. I named it The Swings. perhaps inside the still left unheard songs, near where the children sing on swings, we can learn of life's sweet glees upon their yellow lantern wings. Show us a time when earth, still wild in its beatings, came with its crescendoing glide inside a child's cravings, and blended in the murmurings our own gaze voices in our head, pouched out rhythm of the sway, words and melodies remain eternally after night times wander freely, motioning us to come again to find a place that's peace so real, searching from our deepest strides, our cadenced, gripped, roped, handled feel, calling earnestly in dark-tinged corners, fumbled light switch in the dark, close our eyes to hear the chant of one more chance at colored spark, thrust again intrepid waters where we can surely gain our speed and flow toward lighted shores once more, our breath sighed in a new relief, hopefully to steady motion after wind, rain, hail, and more, teaching us things like bliss, jubilation, now sunning in our gliding lore. Anger, shock, and awe sometimes with veracity we swing, capacity hung up there without a string. The children on the swing proclaim in littered lands across the globe. They look to peace within their skies. They look to lights within their strobe. Little small souls we find and see here, just inside love's nested door, where fingers traced inside our laces can look to things that make us sore. With our caged and world eyes, we look to the sky to balm and heal us. Determined, purposeful in our sway, we push past bridges, crossings deep in us. These hearts that we've been given here, the ones that draw our very breaths, we feel it in the swaying swings, the ones where children's voices sing. They cry of hope and sing of love, and nearing toward the top, they pump to take another gasp before the time may run them out. I listen from the carillon. I play it now at dusk. Blend inside their sun-tiered towers beyond the teeter-tottered tusks. The slides now swaying empty there. The echoed chamber story linger. The childhood is gone. The stars still shine. The voices there remain so singular. I hear them. I see them. I feel their swaying still. That's it.
Beautifully done.
Get off that swing.
All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to get on that swing.
No, jump off. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, let's go. And then we all jump off really
okay.
high.
You ready?
And some of us get hurt, and then we go home.
All right, here.
The end.
The end. That's the last story. All right. Hey, Mary, thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Thank you for letting me join.
You got
on
it.
On to the next.
Anytime. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All
right. And that was Mary calling from Arizona. Now, JT, I have to tell you, during
yes,
the call-in segment.
Yes.
Or actually, I shouldn't say during the call-in segment, while you were switching over.
Yeah.
So I had found a picture of Mummer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then one thing led to another.
Uh-oh.
And I just found the most amazing Reddit thread ever.
Oh, no.
Reddit.com/whowouldwin. And it's nothing but a huge discussion of who would win in battles. And I'm looking right now at Skeletor versus Mumra, who would win, and a very in-depth discussion.
Wow.
This is why the internet exists, my friends. All right. So now we're going to be heading to our return engagement, yeah? Or no, wait. I have
no,
something else I have to
have
add.
You have something else you
I
have
do.
To do.
I do. Okay.
Sorry, not yet. No return engagement.
Uno yet. Momento, por favor.
One moment, please.
That is exactly what I am saying. One moment, please. All right, here we go. So, it is time for us now, JT, to, and let me pull
talk
it up here.
Many things of shoes and tacks and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings. And while the seas are boiling hot and whether pigs have wings, Huru today will come to play. Okay, that's all I know about it. I'm sorry.
You were doing good. I was.
Yeah, I know. I just let me okay. go with it. It's a beautiful piece. All right, here we go. So, by the way, that was Lewis Carroll. Everyone, okay. So we're gonna go to this month's poetic form of the month. By the way, I gotta say, having glasses now, I'm getting to use the strategic. Pushing the glasses up thing at perfect moments.
Yes.
I'm working on it because I've also been practicing the pulling off the glasses so I can say things like, good God. You know, like, there's an asteroid headed towards Earth.
How did you know Holmes?
Exactly. You know, things like that. Although I don't say Holmes, I just say Holmes. Like, how'd you know Holmes? Okay. Anyway, this is our form of the month that is poetic. And this form is aubade. It is it originated in medieval France. It is a love poem or a song welcoming or lamenting the arrival of the dawn. And I'm going to read this just a short piece here called The Sun Rising by John Donne. And it goes like this. Thy beams, so reverend and strong, why shouldest thou think? I could eclipse the cloud and with them a wink, but I would not lose her sight so long. If her eyes have not blinded thine, look, and tomorrow late tell me whether both the Indias of spice and mine be where thou leftest them, or lie here with me. As for those kings whom thou sawst yesterday, and thou shalt hear, all here in one bed lay. And that is The Sun Rising, which is a traditional example of an aubade poem. And so you'll be able to find this by going to worldpoetryopenmic.net. I'll have it linked on the main page there. If you just scroll down and click on Poetic Form of the Month, it will go right to that page. All right. Now we're getting ready to go to the return engagement. So if you want to call back in and share something, you absolutely can. If you want to call in for the first time, you can do that as well. The number is 720-240-9766.
At 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
You know, every time Draven says that, I feel the need to say... That was me doing an impersonation of Draven. He never actually came. I'm kidding. I'm actually going to see Draven tomorrow. Sweet. So, yeah. He's doing quite well. And sometimes good. He even listens to the show. And when he's feeling really adventurous, actually logs in and talks to the people.
Whoa.
I know, including us. Like, I'm just stone. I'm just wow. amazed every time he does it. Draven talking to people. What's going on here? All right, we're back here for the return engagement. How many people do we have lined up here, JT?
Five. We got six. I can't count.
All right, that's okay. That's all right. So we're just going to get right into this because we have an After Dark segment that's going to be coming up after. So in the interest of time, let's go right over to the UK and to Titus to lead us off here. Hello, Titus. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. We are... We're here. We're ready. Is the what time is it where you are now?
It's 4:15.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah,
that's when. That's nice when. That's when we. That's when we all get up here around ourselves. Yeah. But you know, I've been running at that for years, so it's not that big of a deal anymore.
Well, as I say, I'm making the most of being on tonight.
We appreciate it.
So there's at the same time this show goes on. In fact, every night. On All Poetry, there's a group called Night Poets, and every night they've got a show going on. It's unbelievable.
Seven nights a week?
Well, it's not one person. They've got each person doing a hosting. And then, of course, after the read, they get a group of them just giving it a nice positive critique and then go on to the next one. Oh, but you've got to enter their competitions, and then, of course, they read them in order of first, second, third, and so forth, you see. So it's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sometimes listen in.
sure. Great.
But this one is going to be in Earth Angels. It's Deborah Lee is one of the people, and this is for her. And, well, in fact, it's for all the night poets. I was going to read your one again, but I thought, you'll remember that one, Michael.
Yes, I think I do, actually. But anyway, yeah.
Here we go. Divine harmony, as we engrave vastly adapted souls who are revered endlessly, with whom one another shall keep reservation. This space between ourselves, the human race, godly depiction of ourselves to orb or gloss over, is a worldly nature. We can associate it with heaven also. Rectify awareness, my indulgence will stand as close to others, as far away to make splendid repercussions, to gaze at. We are its orchestra, holograms of a poetic stance to correlate such findings of warmth. Lead me to freely give what is deserved. A bright future will prevail eternity. By what soul reference can we continue with such a glance? Educe engaging conversation with the stars, our own space and time. Diorama finds time and space. It shapes every direction envisaged. Indeed are we to belong to such a sphere, if in more ways than one, beginnings create a love that is essential to life, in that we shall absorb often the blessed works that are to be considered. We can create unto revitalize yourselves in ways we can cohabit peace among each other. Arbitrary, well, if none of us are fearful, since your bloodline Edemata has equipped us with an amalgam of factors to include us, our rebirth. Let us not disturb time. Elegy this free-flowing substance, a trace shall engorge upon one's surroundings as tiny orbs roam freely. A one love exists by touching words. Your emotions have created such a theme. Good night, night poets. End of poem. The word edemata means the accumulation in excess, our lifeblood to carry it on, which I hope our radio station here will do for a long time yet.
We hope so as well, and we appreciate the work, but we also appreciate your friendship and your involvement. We really do.
Yes, I'm going to miss you.
Yes, we'll miss you as well. But, you know, like I said, we'll be around. And then I'll send you a message. I think there's probably another way you could have send in recordings where it'd be a lot easier for us to play it on the show. So I'll talk you through that as well if you want to start doing
it. Yeah, it will be very frustrating for me, I have to say.
We'll have the same experience. You're a big part of the show.
Yeah. Bed at 12:30 now. Half past midnight from Tuesday. Anyway, bye for now.
All right. Goodbye for now. Thank you, Titus.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. And that was Titus Kahn from the UK leading off our return engagement. Now, Christine.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Ohio?
No.
Okay, that wasn't a trick question. I was actually...
No, I had to think because I've done a lot of road trips in my life. And so I had to think about it. And I don't think I have. I know it's round on the edges and high in the middle.
There know a few people who fit that description as well. All right, let's just head to Cleveland, Ohio. There's really nothing else to say after that. Let's go to Mama Oladeji. Hello, Mama.
Hello, guys.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I've been having a hard time trying to create a new everything. They say, oh, you used that password already. Oh, you used that email already. Oh, you can't get in. So I just kind of gave up for a week and pulled myself together. And I was listening last week, but I just couldn't keep doing that. It makes you more confused when they tell you you can't use one of your regular passwords.
Yeah, I get it.
Remember all this stuff? And then Facebook was acting up, so they finally forced me into submission. I didn't want to lose touch with anybody, so I came on in. I sent Amadeus two really nice posts in the inbox. Yeah, one about Chris and one about this blues singer. So you're going to really enjoy those two.
Beautiful.
Even though you never write me back and say, I really enjoyed those. But, okay.
I figure we talk. Okay. We talk, you know?
You never do that either. But anyway, here's the poem. The Narrow Tunnel is the name of this piece, and it's a piece about my cousin that was driving down the street, had a heart attack, and went into a coma for 3 months. It's called The Narrow Tunnel, my cousin Guy. the narrow tunnel. There is a narrow tunnel between life and death. I know her. I feel her. That gal is awesome. She does her good works, never shouting silently. She moves panther-like, stroking the clouds gently, coquettishly. She carries messages from the gods, dumps them into my data. And I'm feeling her. She speaks softly and is heard loudly. We will be strangers never again because I know her. Her energy landed, loaded, and fully imploded inside of me, settled within the base of my heart. Suddenly, she stops and glances with a wink. Could have been directed directly at me, I think, to myself. What lifetime did we share? I know her. This encounter is not the first. Her posture leaves me remembering too many details. But not one memory is from the here nor from the now. Nothing is specific. Then just as suddenly as it came, the memory disappeared. The overwhelming, the tilt of her head, impossible but true. How could she be the dream girl? The girl in my dreams, the one who kissed the tears away. She is the one who awakened me from a long year's nap. How could this be? Miracle or trick? Is it a trick? Is it a trick of our perspective minds? How can I lift this smoky screen from my eyes? Is it possible she could suddenly reappear here in this dimension? When did we finally meet? When we finally met, I could only lip sync. As I now remember the trauma, the day my heart stopped, revisiting the drama in the coma. And then I remembered her. She who had kept me company before the internet, when my days were just repeat events, when every night was bleak, I traveled down that narrow tunnel to meet her, and she brought me forward to the light. But when we finally met in this world, I could only lip sync in peace.
What do you think, JT?
I enjoyed that piece.
Did you?
It was really good.
That was very, very well done, Mama. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I miss you so much. It just makes me want to say,
Well, now you just did. So I hope that was everything you thought it would be.
Well, at least I got it all out. I don't have to walk around frustrated anymore.
All right.
One love.
Yeah, one love. That's right. That's right. Mama, we love you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. All right. Now we're going to go to a fabulous place, once JT's ready, a place we like to call Kentucky. Let's go back to Philip. Hello, Philip. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Gotta fight.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. What? It's really hard to get out of that. When people are saying all right, you just kind of want to respond with.
I know, and I have a tendency, you know, when in doubt, to just repeat what other people are saying. You know, that's always kind of a safe thing to do.
Do you remember did you ever see the movie, and it's been years since I saw it, but the movie A 40-Year-Old Virgin, did you ever see that?
Steve Carell,
yeah. Where they told him the way to go talk to a girl in the store that he liked was just to repeat back to her what she's saying to him. And in the form of a question, and it works beautifully in the movie, which is just such a funny scene. But that's why that came to mind for some reason.
I'm glad it does. You know, when I think of Steve Carell, I cannot help but to think loud noises. You know, and
yes.
So yes, Anchorman. Yes,
and that movie right there, we're going to have to go into that during a Radio Angry podcast.
Well, yes. I would be delighted. That would be wonderful. Yes, wonderful. And I will get to it. I'm going to do my best, and bear that in mind, do my best to share somebody else's work. The gentleman's name is Ilya Kaminsky. He's new to me, and this is a new publication. It's called Deaf Republic, and the piece that I have selected, the title is That Map of Bone and Opened Valves. And here we go. I watched the sergeant aim, the deaf boy take iron and fire in his mouth, his face on the asphalt, that map of bone and opened valves. It's the air. Something in the air wants us too much. The earth is still. The tower guards eat cucumber sandwiches. This first day, soldiers examine the ears of bartenders, accountants, soldiers. The wicked things silence does to soldiers. They tear Gora's wife from her bed like a door off a bus. Observe this moment, how it convulses. The body of the boy lies on the asphalt like a paperclip. The body of the boy lies on the asphalt like the body of a boy. I touch the walls, feel the pulse of the house, and I stare up wordless and do not know why I am alive. We tiptoe this city, Sonia and I, between theaters and gardens and wrought iron gates. Be courageous, we say, but no one is courageous as a sound we do not hear lifts the birds off the water. And there it is.
Wow. Yeah, Philip.
Yeah,
way to go, man.
I was pretty taken aback by that piece. I was, you know, that's kind of where I paused. It's always kind of a good sign. I don't know how, you know, when you read poetry books, it's, you know, when I find a piece that really gives me a, you know, just, I'm like, what did I read? And I put a bookmark in it and revisit it. And yeah, I've been really kind of impressed. And his first collection is called Dancing in Odessa. And he, was born in the former Soviet Union, as it says on the back, and I'm really, really pleased with this. Of course, thank you, libraries all over America.
Yes. Let's remember that.
So
that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't forget your library.
Oh,
so
man.
Anyhow, I'm happy to share it. Thank you so much for allowing the platform and giving me a chance to do that. And I look forward to the next poets.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thanks for everything, and we will talk to you real soon. Okay.
All right, cheers.
And that was Philip Kahn from Kentucky. You know, JT, I saw a notification. You know how sometimes on Facebook they'll have the, you know, like memories or whatever?
Yes.
And I saw a memory from something that really happened. It was a publishing consultant talking about the new publishing industry, how it was changing. And the guy goes, you know, it's not inconceivable that for, like, there could be places, physical locations, that for, like, a small monthly fee, you could go in and borrow a book, and then you could use it, and you could bring it back, like a subscription service to books. And I'm sitting there like,
yeah,
really? We're going to reinvent ourselves back into the library system?
Yep.
Libraries are fantastic. The thing that's kind of, I'm seeing them try to change with the time. We've seen this.
Yes.
Where it's much less about books now, and it's more about, there are still some books, but it's way more about technology and being
a media hub,
which I understand, but there's something about a library. And as we've known, you know, we thought that e-books were going to take over.
Yeah.
and they stopped. They've stalled out, and they have gone nowhere near half of the books sold. We still buy physical books, and there is something for that. There's a reason for that, and while I think we have to find more sustainable ways of doing it,
right?
I think the physical form is going to stay very important. I don't believe we're moving to an entirely oral tradition, like some people say, because of like YouTube and podcasts right. and things. I think that's a huge blanket statement. However, I just think there's more of everything. It's just expanding continually
mm-hmm.
and becoming more and more and more.
Yes.
I got philosophical real fast. Hey, let's go to Arizona. Mary's not philosophical at all.
Oh, right.
Hello, Mary.
Hello. I'm so happy to join in.
We're happy that you're here. Lakheim.
My little dime value I have here. I have a question for y'all.
Uh-oh.
At least Christine will get the final vote. It's too late. Just the way you are, Billy Joel.
Okay.
Or consider yourself, Oliver Twist.
Oh, what do you think?
What do you think, Christine?
Again, it's too late.
Yeah.
Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are or Oliver Twist, Consider Yourself?
Just the Way You Are.
Oh, you went for the, I got to be all mellow like Mary does. all right.
Well, because we love insist. Everybody just the way you are.
I don't even know if I can find it on my little short list here. I might have asked you nothing. I asked you all for naught.
Uh-oh.
How about True Colors? That's okay. Even better. A little Cyndi Lauper. It's almost just like what you are.
Yeah.
Don't be discouraged or relaxed. Hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all in the darkness inside. Makes you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. And that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show. It's true color. It's true colors are beautiful. Like rain. Saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy, take it all you can bear. Just call me up, 'cause you know I'll be there. And I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show. It's your color. Yet your colors are beautiful, oh, like a rainbow. Oh, 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 oh. Mm. No, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. This world makes you crazy, taking all you can bear. Call me up. 'Cause you know I'll be there. 'Cause I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. And don't be afraid
That you call us, don't you call us shining through? I see your true colors, that's why I love you so. So be afraid to let them show. That you call us, that you call us are beautiful. Like a rainbow. I gotta end it somehow.
Mary, if you don't know how to handle it, I just slam my forearm down and yell color cord, and
that's
then you're
it.
Done.
I fall off the stage and it's over. Over.
Yeah, there you go. It's stage diving is always an appropriate end to a ballad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. That was lovely.
Hugs for all. Let's do this next forward in the next session too.
All right, sounds good. We'll do that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You're welcome.
And that was Mary calling from Arizona. All right, now we're going to go to a magical place called Connecticut.
Mary calling from Arizona. All right, now we're going to go to a magical place called Connecticut.
Hello, Barbara.
Hey, Michael.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. This was... I didn't say anything about this, why this week was bad, but this was the fifth, yesterday was the fifth anniversary of my husband's passing. And usually I spend it, you know, just hunkered down with family, but this time I decided to go to a letters meeting, and I was at my meeting. And I thought I was okay. You know how you think you're okay,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're doing okay. And then I happened to be reading somebody's memoir about her husband in the hospital, oh. And I just got all choked up. You know, it's like, I said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I got all choked up, and it was hard for me. And I had to stop, you know, and... We had like 14 people at this meeting, and they were like 10 submissions, and we were like trying to get through them. And I didn't want to interrupt and, you know, stop the thing, but I had to stop. And everyone said, oh, you can stop, Barbie, you can stop. But I said to myself, nope. I said, no, I got here, you know, I decided to come to the meeting. I decided to do this, and damn it, I'm going to do it. So.
Right.
You know, I plowed through, and yeah, it was 5 years ago yesterday.
Wow.
And I know, 5 years. But I have some good news. I think I told you last time that one of my poems was hanging in the Canton Library in Collinsville, Connecticut, for an entire month with an art exhibit called Forever Young. And that was kind of exciting, and I have photos, and I think you've seen them on my page. And that was kind of exciting. And the other exciting thing is that this poem I'm going to read to you, I think I told you about it, and I've read it before, A Walk Down the Path of My Memories. This poem was chosen to be in the Walt Whitman Bicentennial Anthology called Poets to Come. And the exciting thing is they sent us the galley. And that was really, that was like so amazing because, you know, you want to see who's with you in an anthology. And I was reading these poems and I said, oh my God, these poems are so gorgeous. And each poem I read, I liked more and more. And the credentials for all of these people were amazing. Professors and and sometimes poet laureates for their local place, and you know, just unbelievable. So I was very excited to be in this anthology, and you think that they would make it free, but nothing is free these days. It did give us a discount, but it's a 500-page book, so, you know, so I imagine it's going to be very expensive for other people, but we got it for $20. So anyway, it's called A Walk Down the Path of My Memories, and here goes. I walk today upon the often-trod path, its wooden slats once so comforting to me in a time when my world had turned on its end, and I was searching for an answer to the pain. The vista surrounding me, a comfort for my aching soul. I remembered standing near the railing, looking down at the scene below in the water of the comings and goings of the seabirds for whom this was home, and I was an interloper along with the massive buildings and boats clogging their access to the shoreline. The memory of one particular day before I lost him, and before I had lost hope of ever seeing him in his old self, when I wandered onto the connecting boardwalk with tears ready to be shed and gazed into the depths of blue-gray water below me, hoping for a way to get through the misery and praying for an answer that would make him whole again. No answer came, and I didn't know it then, but the bubble of the dream we had together was soon to pop, and its pieces would scatter as the ashes must have done when the Coast Guard placed them into the depths of that bay in New Jersey on a chilly October day when they handed me the flag under which they had buried him and a frame map of the place of the ashes burial. But today was warm and sunny as spring finally peeked out from under its winter blanket, and I was able to walk the path twice, re-exploring the newly laid brick nearing the restaurants where happy strangers took advantage of this first day of fine weather. And I was thankful that though it is almost 4 years that he is gone, my legs are stronger and my heart has been patched enough to enjoy the day and not succumb to sorrow as I pass the place on that path where benches line the small inlet where I used to watch the egret as you did your New York Times puzzle, content to rest as we enjoyed the last moments of peace, though I was ignorant that they were in Poe.
Very, very well done. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending this anniversary with us, Barbara. We appreciate it.
It was a very tough week, I have to say. Yeah. I probably had tears every day this week for some reason. I mean, even at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I was talking about, I did see Stevie Nicks inducted. And that was amazing. And then I realized that Hal really likes Stevie Nicks, and that made me cry. And then any songs that I hear that he liked made me cry. So it was, you know, a tough week. But I'm hoping that, you know, that each year will get better, but it's very difficult. And thank you for being so helpful. And you guys helped me a lot, too, through these years. I wrote this last year. And this year, you know, I didn't write a poem, but I've been so busy, and all of my poems have been everywhere. So
that's okay. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
It's like, you know, I have to take a little rest. But I did write a new one. But maybe I'll share that during the, you know, the other After Dark. But it isn't an After Dark poem, although
it's okay.
It might be.
Barbara,
anyway,
just share it with us then. Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm getting off the phone.
Mystery, Barbara. Mystery. Leave some mystery. All right. We love you.
I will not tell you what it is.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk
guys.
To you then. Thank you, Barbara. And that was Barbara from Connecticut. Cloaked in mystery, everyone. Cloaked in mystery.
Tamara needs to call in.
Hey, Tamara, you need to call in. I just had this random idea that you need to call in. I don't know where that came from. Do you always love what people? There's a lot of people who do this too, where you have to mention something three times, and after the third time, like, you know what I was thinking? You're like, wait a second.
Yes.
How does your brain actually work?
I've come across that a lot.
Have you recently?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Hello, Tamara.
Hi.
Welcome.
Yes, from the magical place of Indiana, right?
It is magical. Yes. You know, I totally mixed you up with an Australian earlier.
Have you been here? It's not that magical.
Well, I mean, it might be magical. I mean, if you came from, I don't know.
Somewhere else?
Yeah, somewhere. If you came from Idaho, maybe, it would be amazing.
You know what? No, that's not true. I've been to Idaho.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's quaint. That's it's funny because the opposite of magical is mundane. And that's fair, right? Sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, let me put it like this, though. Is Indiana actually mundane, or is it just that everything, you know, it seems so familiar that it starts to feel mundane?
So I'm not from here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, the West Coast, and Alaska. And so, like, I'm like, by DNA, I'm from the highlands, and I'm from, you know, by life, I'm from the Great Lands, and from, you know, birth, I'm from timberland, and now I live in the flatlands. And so a little bit, some days it is mundane, you know, the sunsets are beautiful, and I shouldn't complain about it. It's lovely here, right? I just got back from Alaska, and the mountains.
Yeah, see, there are mountains there, but you've got Brown County State Park. I mean, you got Antique Alley there. I'm going through a list of things. Children's Museum of Indianapolis, the Spirit of Jasper Train, the Covered Bridges, the Turkey Run State Park. I'm just going down a list right now.
Did you Google?
Holiday World and Splashin' Safari. Come on now, Tamara. I'm ready to sell everything I have and move there now. You got the Indy 500, JT.
Have you had a tenderloin?
Happy.
I mean, that in itself, right?
Have I had a tenderloin? What?
Yeah.
What kind of savage do you think? Of course I've had a tenderloin.
The size of a frisbee, right?
No, that I have not had. And is that a thing in Indiana?
Oh, my God, yes. That's a thing in Indiana.
What?
Yes,
come on now. That's great.
Yeah, and sugar cream pie. Have you had sugar cream pie?
Have I? Not. No, I haven't.
So when you come to Indiana, we'll hook you up with that thing on that list you Googled, whatever.
If we can do all that and I can go stand on a covered bridge, that is going to be Instagram heaven. Because, of course, we all know
sugar cream pie,
we travel places
that.
Not to actually travel places, but to have our picture taken while traveling to those places.
Have you had Amish hand pies?
Amish hand pies?
Have you been out here?
No. Amish hand pies? That sounds very questionable to me.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Are you sure? Is this a prank? Because I feel like this is a prank.
No. Do you remember when we were kids and they had those? I mean, they may still have them. I don't know. But they have those like Hostess pies.
Oh,
That were like, do you remember those?
I do.
Right? Blackberry, peach, and apple. Anyway, it's like that.
But they make them honestly.
Right, but not like they're not produced from a factory, right?
Yeah. Okay, so that would be very different. Yeah, so they'd be like legit pastries then in that case.
Yeah. No, I did. I just got back from Alaska, and Indiana's funny because it's very different, and if you're, you know, mountains and trees and forests and all that, and then it doesn't have that. But it is a lovely place in and of its own right. And it took me 17 years of living here before I decided that. But then I got back from Alaska last month, and I'm just like, really? Some mountains would be nice. Inland. Fish. I don't know. But anyway, don't mind me.
All right. Well, how about this? We're not going to mind you, but here's the stage, and you can read a poem.
All right. I'm going to do a cover tonight because I read the poem, and I really liked it, and it was... Sometimes I do hashtag things I wish I wrote, and this is one of those. So it's written by Jane Relaford Brown. I think she's a professor in like Pennsylvania or something. And it's called Finding Her Here.
I am becoming the woman I've wanted. Gray at the temples, soft body, delighted, cracked up by life with a laugh that's known bitter, but past it, got better. Knows she's a survivor, that whatever comes, she can outlast it. I'm becoming a deeper, weathered basket. I'm becoming the woman I've longed for, the motherly lover with arms strong and tender, the growing daughter who blushes surprises. I'm becoming full moons and sunrises. I find her becoming this woman I've wanted, who knows she'll encompass, who knows she's sufficient, knows where she's going and travels with passion, who remembers she's precious, but knows she's not scarce, who knows she has plenty, plenty to share. End poem.
What'd you think of that one, JT?
I enjoyed that.
I did really as well. Did.
It's a good piece.
Yes, and a great read. Thank you, Tamara.
Thanks.
Hey, have
a good night, guys.
Oh, well, hold up. Before you leave, I got a joke for you. You can tell about Indiana in the future if you'd like.
I love jokes.
Okay, here we go. Why do all of the trees in Illinois lean east?
Why?
Because Indiana sucks.
It's true.
I'm kidding. True. I'm kidding.
It's true.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And I'm
have
sorry.
Have you been here?
I have not. I have not. And I'm
has anyone who has a microphone right now been in Indiana?
Have you been in Indiana, JT?
I have not. I want to, though.
Okay. Now, Christine, have you been in Indiana?
No. See, I don't believe that. I don't believe that there is any compelling reason to come here. I think that if you'd wanted to, you would have been here by now.
Well,
I haven't traveled above a certain parallel.
Yeah, he's got a thing.
There's a road, and I'm pretty sure it goes downhill all the way here. Aren't you guys someplace tall? Like, it would just go downhill all the way here. I'm just saying. All right.
We could just start running straight and run right into Indiana.
Have a lovely evening. I love the show. Thank you for all
Thank
the
you.
Blah, blah, blah. Thank all the good you. Things. All right.
Goodbye. Thank you, Tamara. Well.
That's great.
So we've been called out for not being in Indiana.
Well, not yet. I do plan on going there.
Do you really?
Yes. I have this weird thing about hitting all 50.
Well, how many more do you have to hit?
A bunch. Like probably about 40. Half.
48.
48 of them. I've only been two. No.
You better get on the road, my friend.
I've
all
been
right.
a lot of them. But,
yeah. Yeah.
I really have to hit the Northeast and that. That northern central,
you know, where we should go
area,
Massachusetts.
We definitely,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, there's some amazing nightlife out there, and
yes, there is.
You could watch The Lion King when we're out there. First time ever.
Here he goes.
All right. So that was Tamara calling, of course, from the magical place called Indiana, Land of Enchantment. And that is now bringing us to the end of our return engagement segment, which means we are going to end World Poetry Open Mic proper, and we're going to move into our After Dark segment. So if you are not wanting to hear kind of more adult language, more adult-themed material, we're not guaranteeing what it's going to be about. We're just saying this is a segment for it that's about to come up. So we will end the show proper now. So for myself, from JT, from Christine, from Ursa, the studio dog, and Novia, the studio cat, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. And until next time, keep on writing. Stay tuned for After Dark.